This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is visiting Montana and Florida Saturday to campaign for candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. In Montana, the president spoke to a partisan crowd at the airport of the small town of Belgrade. Trump hit on many of the themes he has focused on in recent rallies, including a caravan of Central Americans making its way through Mexico, the U.S. economy, and the media.
They don't want to defend our border, but our foreign countries, that's fine. And we're straightening that whole mess out, too. It's happening fast. Republicans believe we must defend our borders. We have to defend the borders of our country. And that country is a country that we love, the United States of America.
The visit is Trump's fourth to the state, the most visits to Montana by a sitting president. Later, the president heads to Tallahassee, Florida, in support of Republican Rick Scott, who is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, and former Congressman Ron DeSantis, who is taking on Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum to replace Scott as Florida's governor. Iran's supreme leader is declaring victory over the U.S. after nearly 40 years of confrontation. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The U.S. is the defeated side and the Islamic Republic is the victorious party. That's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's assessment of the confrontations between Iran and the U.S. since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He says the U.S. no longer dominates Iran the way it did under the pro-Western monarchy that ruled prior to 1979. The comments come a day after the Trump administration announced it would reinstate sanctions effective Monday, and on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.